to lie before us like a land of dreams, so various, so beautiful, so new, hath really neither joy, nor love, nor light, nor certitude, nor peace, nor help for pain. And we are here as on a darkling plain, swept with confused alarms of struggle and flight, where ignorant armies clash by night. Here is a world of profound and disastrous mayhem and confusion, a struggle of armies fighting to the death, in the dark, with no joy, peace, or certainty. In this void we have only our friends, companions, and loves. Ah, love, let us be true to one another. Dover Beach and other poems of its era resonated with me as a young college student because I was beginning to move through my own 19th century. In my liberal arts education, I had begun learning about the geological and biological sciences, philosophy, critical thinking, and intellectual history, all of which posed problems for my faith, much as they had for the intellectuals of Arnold's era. And I too found my emerging doubts deeply disturbing. Now, 40 years later, I have a different perspective on these 19th century struggles. Rather than experiencing them personally as a Christian, I look on them as a historian specializing in the study of religion. Even though I myself am no longer